blessed to be in church tonight, isn't it?
Amen.
Glad I'm here. Glad you're here. Glad the Lord's here. If the Lord wasn't here, we'd be wasting our time, wouldn't we?
Amen.
I'm glad he's here tonight. Good to see everybody here. Tonight, that young lady got saved last night. She came up to, shook my hand a while ago. Isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
That's good. That's a blessing. And then others I see tonight got right with the Lord. It just about got good in here last night. I'm telling you, it felt like church in here last night. Good night. It was a blessing. It was a real blessing. I want to say a couple things right quick. First of all, thank you so much for that Holiday Inn back here I've been staying in. And I mean that. I enjoy the little cabin back there. And it's been a blessing. I mean, no contact with the outside world. No TV, no radio, no internet. No cell phone won't work. That's what every one of y'all need for a
day. Amen.
Amen. Be good for you. Y'all going to DTs. I know people have need a phonectomy, brother. That thing glued to their ear. Internet. Lord, that thing, TV's bad. Internet 10,000 times worse.
Amen.
I ain't taking off TV. I'm just saying, buddy, we got a rotten world. It's rotten. So if you're one of them addicts that have to get up every morning and check nose book to see what everybody's doing, that's what I call it. I preach on all the time in our church. I call it nose book. Because all it is a bunch of nosy people trying to nose in everybody's business. I adopted the doctor, and they said at 2 o'clock he would be all right. And I was really worried about it when he finally used the bathroom. That's what people do all day long. That's what people do all day long now, is check nose book.
That's right.
And every church I go to, I believe it's the first one I've been to all year that haven't had trouble in the church. Because a bunch of people getting on there saying stuff about each other. One pastor resigned his church. All the ladies got on there and started talking bad about the pastor's wife. You know, it's easy to do sitting behind a computer.
Yeah.
To be able to check and go talk to them.
Yeah.
And they left the church. It was bad. So, anyway, I have enjoyed that time alone back there. I appreciate y'all. Always so good to me, and I thank you for it. I'll be leaving early in the morning, Lord willing. I got to go the wrong way, opposite way home, to Dallas, and then fly to Charlotte, and then drive home 90 miles from Charlotte. So it'll take about 11 hours. Time's all 11 or 8 years time I get there. And so I hope you'll be praying for us. We got a big day planned at our church. Our bus workers will be going out tomorrow. We're excited about service at our church. But don't forget me. I won't forget you. And you get behind your pastor and pray for him.
Amen.
And behind his church and support him with your time, your talent, and your tithe.
Amen.
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 Your presence, your pocketbook, your prayers.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's
right. So be here every time the doors are open. Bring people with you, because it ain't going to be long until Jesus comes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I talked to him a little bit today. We just throw the idea up that maybe some of y'all might would like to get a trip up, come up to be with us next spring for our youth rally.
Yeah.
I preach youth meetings all the time. We're at winter youth camp in December in Alabama, and every year we call it the Giant Spring Youth Rally in April. So maybe you could load up a van, bring some of these young people to North Carolina, and we'd love to have you. And if you do that, I'll try to get you a place to stay and feed you. I didn't say where or what, but we ain't millionaires. But seriously, we'll try to get you a place to stay and feed you. And if you'll pray about coming up to see us next spring, if the Lord works it out, we'd love to have you. Amen. I preach to young people all the time, and I know it's like they're all blonde, and they got blonde roots, and they got it from their blonde mamas and daddies. Amen. You know, we talk about kids being dumb. They say they're dumb as some of their parents. That's true. That's the truth. We're living in a dumb generation.
Amen.
Educated, but dumb.
Yeah.
Some of the dumbest people I ever met have college education.
Yeah.
Right. I know a guy right now, he in the Bible, he knows backwards and forwards, but he ain't got no sense. And you got to have a little sense to go with your education.
Amen.
A little heart to go with your head. Ain't that right?
Right.
Amen. That's right. I heard about the blondes the other day. They was driving down the road, and the girl said to her mama, she said, looked at the rainbow and everything. She said, Mom, I want you to look at that, how beautiful all them colors are. She said, yes, honey. She said, just think. God did all that with his left hand. That's amazing. She said, what? She said, God did all that with his left hand. I just can't believe that. She said, honey, what are you talking about? What? She said, well, the preacher said Jesus was sitting on his right hand. That's the kind of people we got. That's the kind of people we got to deal with. I mean, just right over their head. The high stuff we preach to, right over their head. You try to, I try to keep it on a 7-year-old level. You know, some adults. Really, I'm telling you, you ever read the King James Bible? I hope you have all the time. You ever read Charles Spurgeon? Something. Yeah, how smart them people talk. And how dumb we talk nowadays. It's sad. Sad day. So I hope that you'll be in here, learn the Word of God. My pastor said, love it, learn it, and live it.
Amen.
God will bless you for it. Amen. You pray for us, and come see us when you can. I want you to know tonight that the service will be different tonight, a little bit different nature. I ask some of you to bear with me for a little while this evening. Some of you may have questioned the nature of the message tonight, but I think if you'll listen to me, you'll understand what I'm trying to do, where we're trying to go. And we're living in an extreme day. Dangerous times. Bad times are here. Dangerous times. The Bible calls it perilous times. Are we there or what? Right now, while we sit here tonight, there is an organized effort all over this world to bring down the United States of America. Right. Take away our liberties, what we got left, our freedom, what we got left. To take away our right to speak out what we believe, like we're doing here tonight. All those things are under attack in our country. And if the Lord don't come soon, Lord have mercy, there's no telling what you and I may face during these next few days and years. That radical Islam stuff, they're on a mission. They're on a mission to kill every Christian in America.
Right.
You mark it down. Like he said, this is not a game. This is a battlefield.
Right.
We're soldiers in the Lord's army. I'm not happy about that, but it's true. So we need to make up our mind on whose side we're on tonight.
Right.
Get in there and serve God.
Right, man.
Now, tonight, I'd like you to take your Bible and turn to the book of John chapter 8. Everybody knows this verse tonight, but we're talking mainly to the young people here this evening, but to everybody, of course. And you'll listen carefully if you would please. John chapter number 8, and everybody, most of you know that well-known verse in John chapter 8, and it's verse 44 that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke tonight. John chapter number 8, as you know, verse number 44. And I'll read it. It said, you're of your father, the devil. Jesus spoke to these Pharisees and scribes off. And the lust of your father, he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. I want to preach tonight on the subject, Satan's lies. Because I'm going to be illustrating with visual tonight, illustration. I'll make just a few statements tonight, and then we'll show you the video portion of the message, and I'll preach during it. So you pray and give me your attention. Now, does everybody hate to be lied to? Don't you hate to be lied to? That's one of the awfulest feelings. I heard people say, just whatever, don't tell me a lie. That's what we tell our kids. You know, they get in trouble and say, look, just tell me the truth. We all hate to be lied to. I hate to be lied to. You feel like you've done been took advantage of or been made a fool out of. And I know of many cases where a wife would be doing wrong, her husband, and they'd kind of say, honey, just tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. Even if it hurts, I want to know the truth. Don't lie to me. Well, you know, that's an awful feeling. But sadly today, the devil is lying to a lot of people.
Amen.
I'm going to give you what I believe is the main lie of Satan. And then I'm going to illustrate that also with this video. And so I need you to listen, pray, give me your undivided attention this evening, if you don't mind, please. Now, tonight, we all know that a fool, the definition of the word fool, is a victim of a trick. Somebody that's been tricked or had as conned, or we call it. The devil is a master at conning people. You see people all over the world tonight that are victims of the devil's tricks. And I'm going to show you that this evening by the help of the Lord. I want you to watch carefully tonight, and I want you to listen, especially you teenagers here tonight. Your generation is being deceived like none other than I've ever seen or heard of before. The devil lied to people. The devil lied to Adam and Eve back there when he told her, you'll be better off. He actually convinced Eve she'd be better off if she ate that fruit. Let me ask you a question. Was she better off?
No,
she was not better off. Lord have mercy. That's what got us into all this mess. All the tears and all the pain and all that. That was when she ate that fruit, gave to her husband, and he did it. One time the preacher said that, and some woman got up and got mad. She said, you shouldn't be preaching that to women like that. Where would you men be without us women? He said, back in the Garden of Eden, having fellowship with God. So the truth is, he was willing to. Adam ate it willingly. The woman was deceived. Adam was going to do it with his eyes open. He knew exactly what he was doing. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the devil. You know what he'll do? He'll take you out there somewhere and get some of your friends. And one of them will say, hey, like one of these. Have you ever tried one of these? And you'll say, no, I haven't. And listen, you'll hear his lie. Your evil lies coming through your friend. Oh, this will make you feel good. This will make you smart. Now, the truth is, he'll wrap that thing up in a little truth. The devil usually wraps that thing up in a little bit of truth and sticks it to you. The truth is, Eve did know more, but it wasn't stuff she needed to know. It's always a little bit of truth wrapped up, that lie inside that truth, and the poison. Like when you go fishing, you don't just put a hook down there and fish get on it. You put bait on that. And the fish can't see the bait. They just see, the hook. All they see is the bait and grab it and swallow it. When you get out here, guy said, have you ever smoked this? Have you ever drank a beer? Oh, no. See, you're just so dumb that you don't see the hook. All you see is the bait. And he's lying to you. He don't show you the backside of fishes. Where he's in rehab somewhere in a crack house. Or in jail. Or in hell and can't never, ever, ever get out. Telling you tonight, the devil's a liar and he is not your friend. He is your enemy. He hates you. So tonight, as soon as I get some sound here, I'd like somebody to get the lights for us and we'll try this, okay? And I want you to look at this verse of scripture here that I've already shown you, John chapter 8 and verse number 34. He was a murderer from the beginning. He lies, first of all, tonight, about the value of your soul. The devil lies to you about the value of your soul. We are seeing an unprecedented amount, a number of young people, literally, selling their soul to say, I do rock music presentation, I do bring on rap music and all that kind of stuff, and I'm telling you, I talk about all them people, and you're talking about them selling their soul to the devil, and people say, oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe that's possible. If we can get that, can we get that one light? If we can, that'd be good. If we can't, it's okay. But you know what? People say, that's it. People don't really do that. Well, they just had a situation in Hollywood, of course. And let's see what these people did. Just for a second here tonight.
In the music industry, it's still very much this exploitative thing. It's still very much people signing their life away, you know, the old deal with the devil stuff. That is still going on. It's unbelievable in this day and age that is still going on.
Watch this tonight. The devil lies to you about the value of your soul.
That's why you're here.
These people are standing in line to make a contract and sell their soul to Satan for money, pleasure, power, riches, and so forth.
I'm going to sell my soul to the devil. What else? It's Hollywood. I want to be rich. I want to have everything.
See how the devil lied to that guy?
My name is Matt Swinford.
My name is Sarah Hinkle.
My name is Kai.
Well, that's some real winners, I think. Ain't that some winners? Look at this. Watch this.
This is Peter Manson, a.k.a. The Dark Pool.
I'm a fascist status, and I'm here to sell my soul to Satan.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You can sell the soul.
I'm selling your soul to Satan because I have some aspirations in life. I wanted to marry a nice guy, and I wanted kids, and a happy lifestyle, a comfortable lifestyle. I wanted to have a styling business, and I have all those things, and I'm really happy, thanks God. But
ain't that something? She said, the Lord's been good to me, thank God, but I want a husband and a happy lifestyle. I want to live comfortably, want to have plenty of money in the bank, and I'm willing to sell my soul to the devil. He'll give it to me. The devil lies to you. He said, how do you know he lies? What does the Bible say? What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world but lose his own soul? You're only here for a little while, 70, 80 years. You're in hell forever and ever and ever and ever.
The level of monetary gains that I'd like to see for my business that part isn't coming through fast enough.
Ain't that something? 81% of young people polled said that they thought getting rich was the most important goal in life.
Also, because at this point in my life, I want some assurance that I'm going to succeed because I've come too close and lost it in my life.
Don't you feel sorry for that folk? I mean, you can tell how messed up that guy is. Look what the devil has done to some little mama's little baby. And he said, I've come that close to succeed. All people think about nowadays is getting rich, going to Hollywood, being famous. And they said, devil, I'll give you my soul. I don't care if I go to hell. Just give it to me. He lied to you about the value of your soul. Look at that tonight. 51% said becoming famous was the most important.
Yeah, because I'm definitely intrigued about the entire subject matter.
Now, there's your a character, ain't it? How'd you like to see that thing take off with your daughter down the street? That's right, time to go get your shotgun, ain't it, preacher? Amen. I'm telling you what, brother. I know girls that scream at a mouse and climb in the car with a wolf. Amen, right there. You know why? Because you ain't got no brain, girl. I'm telling you tonight, the devil lies to you about the value of your soul.
Get it on television.
What's his price for his soul?
My price for selling my soul to the devil is wealth and power.
Wealth and power.
Maybe have my own reality show.
Success in everything I've ever worked for.
His own reality show and success.
From people everywhere I go.
And I want to be jazzed against an adult
child. That would be the price.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? The number one thing that people interviewed asked for in exchange for their soul was fame. Nobody asked for world peace. Nobody asked for revival. Nobody asked for anything like that.
Or to stand alone and be my own God.
Why would the devil want my soul? I think because I have the name, ability to talk to other people and follow me.
He said the devil would want my soul because I can win a lot of souls for him.
He might like me because I'm a crowd gatherer.
Ain't that something?
I'm very entertaining to torture.
He didn't want my soul because the way I learned it in Catholic school was Satan wants everybody's soul.
Once you learn it, went to Catholic school. Listen here. Number two tonight, he lies about the consequences of sin. The devil will lie to you about the consequences of sin. He'll make you think you can go out and party. He makes you think you can go out and mess around and sleep with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or commit have premarital sex and fornication and nothing bad will happen. I'm going to tell you, that old book said, be sure, be sure, be sure, be sure your sins will find you out. Ladies and gentlemen, it always gets you down the road somewhere. The devil lies to you about the consequences of your sin.
That's right.
Let's watch this tonight. That's what the devil will tell you. The road to hell is paved with good intention. Look what the rappers said. If I die, at least I want to do what I want to do. Me and Usher, if I got one life to live, I'm going to party till I'm dead. Look at that. Look at this. I don't have the women, weed, and alcohol. And that's what he's telling our kids tonight. Some of you parents sit here tonight and you say, oh, my Lord, preacher, surely they not listen to that. Oh, yeah, and a whole lot worse. The devil is telling
Here's what he don't show you. The devil don't show you this. Shut that ambulance coming to pick you up. The devil don't show you when their head's off their body and they're screaming in hell, begging God to forgive them and have mercy. The devil don't show you tonight, girls, what drugs will do to you. Just get you out there with some wicked boy and think, man, this will make you feel good. Try this. My daddy hurt his back or something. And mama got her, had surgery, and I got her pain pill.
Right.
I got some Vicodin, and I've got Percocets. Mm-hmm. And I've got Oxycodones.
Yeah.
Oxycontin. Come on, take one of these, baby. You'll feel good. Yeah, let's try that. Let's get high. Here's what he don't show you. Young people. He'll show you how a healthy, beautiful young lady turn into a monster in just a few months and days and years. The devil don't show you what it do to these kids. He'll make you think everything's great. He'll make you think things are funny. He'll make you think, oh yeah, I got this. I can handle this. I know what I want to do. The devil don't show you the consequences of your sin. In the meantime, there's diseases that you get. And then there's trouble. I've got a cousin right now who's went down that same road. When she was 17 years old, beautiful, young, three sisters, all my cousins. And the youngest one got somebody, gave her some dope at school when she was 17. One thing led to another, to another, to another, to another. It wasn't long when she's selling herself in a graveyard at night to a bunch of men. And she's been in and out of jail and fought the police and cost the state and cost her family. And her mama wearing herself to death over her. You know why? Because the devil won't show you the consequences of sin. You think you can handle it. Let me ask you something. If nobody else can handle it, how come you think you can?
Amen.
If everybody went down that road, wound up in a mess, what makes you think you're smarter? You're more intelligent. You're a genius. You got it figured out. You know more than the devil than everybody. No, you don't, friend. No, you don't. You watch it. Look what it does to that young man. Say also tonight, the devil lies about Jesus Christ. What the pastor said up here a while ago is so true. The man of God stood up here and told you, he said, Jesus did it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the devil lies to you about the Lord Jesus Christ. He sure does. He'll lie to you about Jesus. He'll lie about his deity. He'll lie about... You know how I know this? I've witnessed to thousands of young people. I've preached youth meetings for 30 years. And I see them all the time. Pastor, they'll come and they'll say, well, if God's so good, why did he let this happen? Why did God let that happen? God, and they actually, the devil's got their mind twisted where they're actually mad at God because somebody in their family died. Somebody like that. Listen, friend, Jesus Christ, the best friend you ever have or ever will have. He's the only one that loved you enough to die for you. He put out his hands like that and they beat nails through his hands for your sin. Don't ever blame your problems on him. Blame it on the low-down devil where they belong. Say amen. I hear God here tonight. He'll lie to you about the Lord Jesus Christ. Look here how he's shaping the minds of our young people. And don't think they don't know this stuff. Because they do.
Take the wheel.
What? Jesus take the wheel while she shoots the cop.
I kill these cops.
Now here, this wicked, perverted cartoon called Family Guy.
Yeah.
Hey. All adults know it. All kids know it. Guarantee you every teenager in here knows. And it's probably most of them have watched this show many, many times. The guy who wrote
casa, it's, I don't know Spanish.
Huh. I think half the world would be surprised to know that. Place is depressing.
Notice they got four fingers.
Yep.
I ain't got time to get into all that. You know who has four fingers? Animals did. Mutants.
Right.
Aliens. OET had them four fingers.
Yeah.
Mutants between animals and humans. I ain't got time to get into zombies, vampires. Listen, there ain't no accident that Walking Dead, all this stuff that's coming on our world tonight. You know what the world's doing? Basically, the devil's getting you ready for the mark of the beast and the Antichrist is coming. Our world's being prepared for it. That's a whole other message. But I'm going to tell you, listen to this conversation between him and Jesus.
Hey, how come you aren't with your family during Christmas anyway?
I can't deal with my family during the holidays.
Look how they make Jesus some kind of weak, effeminate, kind of a sissy kind of a person.
Yeah.
He said, I can't deal with my family during the holidays. And he said, my daddy's always on the beach somewhere with his girlfriend, talking about God the Father.
Besides, my dad always spends Christmas at his timeshare in Coral Gables with his girlfriend.
There's God with his girlfriend at the beach.
Great. Here comes that couple with the adult disabled kid.
Hey, can we join you? I'm Ken. This is Pam, and this right here is Scott.
We really want to thank you, God, for testing us. It's been such a blessing.
Can't wait to see what that bigger plan is.
Well, I can't tell you that, but the good news is this little guy's going to make it to 74.
So God plays a big joke on them by giving them a handicapped child. The whole thing is God is mean, God is wicked, God's out on the beach with a girlfriend, while people are down here trusting him are idiots.
This feels wrong.
I want to show you all this. I wouldn't show you all this. It's so perverted. What he's trying to do is get his wife, which is her, to sleep with the Lord Jesus Christ to take his virginity from him. That's all I'll say.
Doesn't the Bible say not to covet thy neighbor's wife?
Oh, come on. The Bible's just a bunch of general guidelines. None of the commandments are written in stone.
You're really okay with this?
Of course.
Look how they do the wise men. We live a little joke on the wise men.
Look at us. Look at us. We got all dolled up, put on these stupid turbans. I mean, who is this kid anyway? Jesus. I mean, Latino?
Do we even know his last name is Jesus?
Christ, I don't know.
But this one's my favorite.
Listen, that'll make you mad as fire if you're a child.
Amen.
Lies about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the lovely one, the perfect, spotless Lamb of God that died for every one of them people one day on Calvary. Look at this Christmas scene.
Ornaments. I can only imagine what it must have been like for them on that very first Christmas.
Yeah, it was probably very moving and fictional.
Jesus lives with us for like a week. What else do you need?
Hear that?
The greatest story ever told, Meg. A story that goes back over 100 years.
Yay! Star Wars!
Now, Chris, it's the story of Christmas and the Immaculate Conception.
You guys were born the dirty way. Now get around, everybody, and hear the awe-inspiring tale that's caused millions and millions of deaths.
Gather around, everybody, and let's hear the inspiring tale that's called Millions of Deaths. I'll tell y'all something tonight. The devil lies to you about the lovely Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brother. It was him that picked me up tonight.
Amen.
Him tonight to forgive my... Ain't nobody else going to love me enough to die and let him beat him for my sorry sins.
Yeah.
That's what we're fighting against. That's why when you go out visiting and try to get people to come to church, there's a spirit out there that makes them hateful.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't just rejecting him. Hating him nowadays. And the music is unbelievably 1,000 times worse than this.
Many years ago, there was a hard-working young carpenter named Joseph. And one day...
Joseph and Mary. Jesus. Crackers. Jesus shaves. Making a mockery of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look how they make him look there, bearing the cross on Calvary. Look at the sign they had up.
That's that Westboro Baptist Church up there. Make bigger than Jesus, talking about the Beatles. He lies to you about hell tonight, kids.
Yeah.
I remember the devil lied to me one time. I was about 16 or 17. My mom told me all my life there was a hell. And I knew if I didn't get saved that I'd go to hell when I died, y'all. And I remember one time I was in school or going somewhere, and I remember there was something spoke to me, Brother Chris, and said, well, all my friends are going. If they can stand it, you can. And I remember thinking that. And I remember thinking, well, everybody I know is going to hell. Just about everybody in my room at school is going to hell. If they can dump it out, I can. And then I start thinking, maybe just burn up like a piece of paper. Or maybe if you sin 20 years, you burn 20 years. And then it's over. And I remember Mom said, the word not, not. The fire's not quenched.
Yep. Yep.
The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And I said, it can't be forever. And the devil lied to me, kids.
Right.
I have no doubt tonight that if I hadn't got saved that night, I rode a motorcycle, I had this little MG. I took the top down on it, a little bitty convertible like that. And I rode that thing 70 miles an hour everywhere I went when I was 17, 18, and the devil tried his best to kill me. I'd have been in hell screaming tonight, and he lied to me. Thank God, hallelujah, I got saved. Thank God, hallelujah, I got saved by the grace of God. We ought to be the happiest people in the world tonight because we're saved and we don't have to go to hell. He'll lie to you about hell. Lies about hell. Watch what he tells you. Movies, country music, rock and roll, and country. See, with a tattoo in the middle of the hand, the number. Cartoons making a joke of hell. Rock singers making a joke of hell. Over and over, telling you it's a joke. Telling you it ain't true. He lies to you about hell. He's a liar. He's a liar. It's not a joke. It's not just something fun. You burn forever. He's lying to you tonight if you're not saved. Hear this. See what they do? Is they put it on there and make a joke out of it so you'll think it ain't real. Ain't that something?
No!
Look how they make a joke out in a cartoon. Yeah, it's a big joke. Oh, it's just something we watch on Saturday morning. It's not real. You don't have to really fear it. You're not going to go to hell. Everything's going to be all right. Don't you be afraid. And then one day you wake up and you're there. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? That's cartoons. See, the souls in hell. Like ours, Hitler. George Byrne, Gandhi. People like that. Ain't that something? This cartoon here was the Simpsons, and the devil made a deal with Homer Simpson. Finally took his soul to hell.
We'll have the trial tomorrow at the stroke of midnight. Till then, you're going to spend the day in hell.
Kids sit there and watch it all Saturday morning, or whatever night it comes on, or whatever. They think when you get to hell, it's just a big joke. And it's nothing to juggle, it's just silly. It's just a cartoon.
Who do you like?
Look how they make the devil look. Big and strong and muscular. That's not an accident. They make Jesus about that big around. They make the devil all big and strong and smart. I'm going to show you a song here in just a second.
Do that thing.
Hear this song right here? This is a song doing what the Rolling Stones used to want you to do. That's Sympathy for the Devil. And the old song back in the 60s. It caused them riots and the people got killed out there at that Altamont rock concert many, many years ago out in California. Sympathy for the Devil. Mick Jagger comes on and he says, hello, I'd like to introduce myself. Mm-hmm. Remember that old song?
Yeah.
I'm a man of wealth and fame. I was around when Jesus Christ had his day.
made blank sure Pilate sealed his fate. Mm-hmm. Hope you guess my name. Mm-hmm. He's the devil. That's what this song right here is doing here this night. He's making you feel sorry for the devil.
I'm a stay below alone. Because of my beliefs, I'm supposed to stay where evil is sown. And what's evil anyway? Is there reason to the rhyme?
He said, what is evil anyway? Is there reason to the rhyme? Listen to this.
Without evil, their beliefs are supposed to stay where evil is sown. What is evil anyway? Is there reason to the rhyme? Without evil, there can be no good, so I must be going to the evil sun.
You what he said? Without evil, there'd be no good, so it must be good to be evil somehow.
Wow.
Pump it into their heads. That's something? Finally tonight. The devil lies to you about how much time you have. I think the biggest lie the devil tells young people is some of y'all sit here tonight, some of y'all sit here right here tonight and just say, boy, he's right. You know, that's true. Man, isn't that awful? But you say, I ain't going to do it tonight. I'm not going to do it tonight. Someday, maybe next Sunday, maybe I'll come Sunday, Pastor Chris. Maybe I'll come and hear you, the preacher from Grace, the preacher from Bigger Down used to be. And maybe I'll come back. Maybe I'll come. Hear the preacher Sunday, maybe I'll be there, but not tonight.
Right.
That's the devil's biggest trick. Amen. All us preachers preached on procrastination. Right. Putting it off. The devil's biggest trick is to make you think it's all true. Just don't do it tonight.
Yeah.
He lies to you about how much time you have left. If I got up here tonight and I said, Jesus is coming back in 15 minutes, I mean, of course I can't do that because you don't know. We don't know that.
Amen.
But what if he was?
Amen.
What the Lord really is coming back this day. What the Lord's in our hand, that's enough. God says, son, go get your children. What if he really is coming back? Now, I ain't saying he isn't. He might come in 5 minutes.
Amen.
He'll lie to you. And even if he don't, you can get killed on the way home.
Amen.
It's Friday night. Half the people you meet driving home be drunk.
Yep.
It's only the grace of God to get any of us home safe. Listen, we ain't no better than nobody else. There's thousands of people start down the road tonight and won't never make it home.
That's right.
He lies to you about how much time you've got left. Watch this. This is a wedding party dancing where 300 and something people drinking, dancing, partying, living it up, bride and groom, loving, and then all of a sudden,
but then a rumble. Guests feel the floor begin to shake, but it isn't the beat of the music. Suddenly,
three stories straight down. That's how quick it can happen, y'all.
It's a horrifying moment. Their world collapses beneath them. More than 300 people crash through three stories. The floor pancaking. Concrete smack. No one knows what's happened.
See, that's what I'm saying. People at that party, yeah! Let's live it up! Turn the music up! Let's go! And you don't know! You can be cut off just like that.
Hey!
Watch it. This is reality. You want reality TV? Here it is. People never knew what hit him. Never knew. God in the kingdom. Happens all the time. Every night. Every day.
Yeah.
Head on, brother. Never knew what hit him. Watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil lies to you about how much time you have left. Now, Lord, can you imagine laying under a car? See, you can be the best driver and sober.
Right, bro.
If somebody come across and take your life just like that, you just don't know. You just don't know. on drugs, drunk, been up for 2 or 3 days. But you just don't know. You know what you're sitting there thinking tonight? You're sitting there thinking, oh, isn't that awful? But it can't happen to me. So the devil lying to you right now. Listen, I ain't stupid. I ain't no better than nobody else. This could be the last sermon I ever preach. That plane down there I'm getting on in Dallas in the morning could go down, and I could never make it home to North Carolina. I better have everything right. All you mamas and daddies in here, you better have everything right. You think because you've got away with it and got away with it and got away with it that everything's all right and you ain't that thing never going to happen? You think somehow or another you outsmarted everybody? You think somehow or another that you can get by? You think somehow or another I've got this figured out? Nothing can't happen to me. I'm invincible. It's a train that they call. It's too late. The devil lies to you about how much time you have left. Lies to you. You say, preacher, why do you show us that? Shock us into reality. We're asleep. We're in a lull, buddy. People just go, oh, well, another night, another Friday. Let's go to the restaurant. Let's go home, drink some wine, watch movies. Let's go, live it up. And the devil lies to you.
Amen.
How much time you got? He's a murderer from the beginning. He lies to you. You know, if I was you here tonight, if I was a Christian, if I was a Christian here tonight, I had a friend with me who's not saved. You know what I'd do? And I've got one. I've got one brother-in-law that I'm not sure is saved. I'd be down here begging God to fill me with the Holy Ghost and let me witness to my brother. You can get that one light for us that we turned off last there a minute ago, Pastor. It's okay. If I was you, you're here tonight and I wasn't saved, I'd grab somebody by the hand and say, I'm going to that altar and I'm going to get saved. You say, preacher, that's scaring people. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. By the fear of the Lord, men can mark me. It's about time we're scared. Come on, y'all. Come on. Just get out of your seat. Come on. He's a murderer from the beginning. Let's get out of our seats here tonight. Let's obey God. It's about time we have the fear of God put back in us again. I'm talking about mamas and daddies, preachers and evangelists and pastors and deacons and Sunday school teachers. How long has it been since we realized this thing is real? This ain't no joke. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. A fight and not a game. Come on, kids. Come on, boys and girls. Come on, young people. Come on, let's get this all tonight. Don't you miss it. Come on. Let's just pick up where we left off last night. Let's just get this all tonight. Come on, that's right. Come on, girls. Amen. Amen. Make room for all these kids coming here tonight. There's plenty of room up here, y'all. Y'all can make room up here. Amen. Might need some ladies, some soul winners. Pray for some of these young people right here. Amen. Amen. You let God speak your heart. You let God speak your heart tonight. Can you just play this off with tonight? Let's obey God. Amen, boys. Come on. Will you men pray with them boys there? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's obey the Lord here tonight, folks. Let's obey the Lord here this evening. Let's obey God. Do what God wants us to do this evening. Let's obey God. Come on. Come on tonight. Amen. Maybe you're a Christian here tonight and you say, brother, Brother Danny, I need to get down there and rededicate my life. I've been slack. I ain't been living right. I've been slipping around doing stuff I ain't supposed to do. Oh, God, I want to get by with God. Come on, get up and come tonight. You ain't getting no younger. You can die on your way home tonight. Ain't none of us promised another day. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. What a man's life, it's a vapor that appeared for a little while, that vanishes away. Ladies and gentlemen, the old book said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Boys, come on. Call upon me while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous his thought. Let him return to the Lord. He'll have mercy upon him, and our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Come on tonight. Come on. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah.